It's 63 degrees on WEOL.
All aboard!
Popcorn, peanuts, and goodies. First train.
Greg, I don't know, with an intro like that, maybe our next guest just doesn't want to talk to us today. Where did that... 812 at WEOL, that's the time we're talking this morning about the railroad. Despite business closures and people working from home, one industry has kept chugging along during this COVID-19 crisis. That would be the nation's railroads. And the president and CEO of the Association of American Railroads, Ian Jeffries, joins us. Good morning, Ian. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me today.
All right. Let's talk about this. We know that goods need to be transported. And how is the railroad doing during this time and keeping everybody safe and that sort of thing? What can you talk about that?
Sure, thanks. So like you said, railroads got to keep moving, goods have to keep moving, and the rail industry is one that moves 24/7, 365 days a year, in good times and bad times, and certainly has risen to the occasion in this incredibly challenging time our country is facing. And you know, whether it's industrial goods that are used to build things, whether it's materials used to treat our water plants to keep our water clean to drink, whether it's consumer goods that end up on store shelves or delivered to your house, pretty much everything that you come in contact with day in and day out has spent time on a railroad at some point. And railroads haven't missed a beat. We're an incredibly resilient network and been delivering for our customers and communities and citizens throughout this time and doing it safely.
Have railroad workers had to change any of their normal day-to-day operations because of, you know, health and safety protocols, anything like that?
Yes, absolutely. We're an industry that is blessed with an employee base that is very used to strict adherence to safety protocols. You know, we work in an open outdoor industry, so safety is always priority number one. With the onset of the pandemic, all of our railroads had to take a number of steps to reduce risk, and that includes, you know, setting up policies to ensure social distancing, appropriate social distancing on the job site. PPE is pervasive throughout the workforce, increased cleaning, increased sanitization throughout all of our facilities inside locomotives. So absolutely, we've had to make a number of changes to make sure we keep our employees safe because our folks don't have the option to work from home. Goods have to keep moving, and our folks, you know, our dedicated workforce continues to be out there in the field every day.
What about the impact of jobs and workplaces that are not operating where maybe supplies are not needed, inventory is being backed up a little bit? How is that impacted on what you deliver and how many trains are running at any one time?
Sure. So, you know, as with the broader economy, our customers have certainly been enduring some really challenging conditions. And rail traffic year over year has seen about a 20% reduction of where we were this time last year. So volumes are definitely off. But I'll tell you, you know, we're looking forward to seeing those numbers start to climb back up. And it appears they've started a gradual climb back towards a more robust situation. And our railroads have been adjusting with their customers, adjusting the volume of goods being moved, how they're being moved, when they're being moved. Again, you know, resiliency in the industry is something that we've practiced for a long time. So we've made it through 150 years and countless crises in this country, and we'll serve the country throughout this one and into a bright future.
When somebody is working on the railroad or in the industry like that, and you mentioned how long the industry has been around, how do they change? What are the options to change? Is it just technology? Is it has to do with who you're, customers are? I mean, you can't go with it unless there's tracks there. So tell me a little bit about how you innovate in the railroad industry, if you could.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. So technology is really, you know, pervasive and continuing to evolve with the industry as time has gone by. And what we have, you mentioned you've got to have tracks to be able to move goods. Our tracks are in the best shape of their 150-year history due to massive amounts of private investment every year. But we have basically a network of sensors and detectors throughout the entire rail system that's that's watching, that's listening to the trains, that's inspecting the track as trains are going over them, to really make sure that things are operating as safely as they can. And that's really proven out in the industry's safety numbers. We're experiencing the safest record in the history of our industry. But also, it's a mix of traffic goods, too. We used to move, I believe it was almost 25-30% of overall volume was coal. Well, you know, coal is not what it used to be in this country, where the society has, you know, moved on to different sources of energy. But the largest type of product, largest type of good moving now is what's called intermodal. And that's containers full of consumer goods that really moves from truck to train to truck. And when you think about one train, it can move the equivalent of about 100, 120 trucks worth of goods. So that's pulling those goods off the highways, onto the rails, decreasing congestion, decreasing emissions, and really, you know, serving what we'd call a sustainable future. So what about railroads continue to evolve.
Are you impacted by overseas travel, you know, the things that come in on cargoes off of ships and the way we're doing trade with other countries? That impacts what you're doing too, I suppose.
Oh, absolutely. About 40% of our traffic is directly due to international trade movements. So coming through the ports, like I said, all those ships of containers, those get loaded onto trains and taken to their destinations.
What about the career in a railroad? Is it still viable? Is there always opportunities? What can you talk about that area?
Absolutely. You know, there's a number of different work crafts, but a career in the railroading is one of the better paying careers in the industrial economy. And, you know, there's a reason we have folks who work on the railroad for 40 years or who are fifth generation railroaders. It's part of America's fabric and, you know, certainly has a long history and a long future ahead of it as well. But the careers are, they're great careers out there.
Well, the railroads keep moving. They move our goods every once in a while. Of course, we have to respect the tracks. And at this time of the year with a lot of travel, beware of the trains and obviously understand the power and the seriousness of being able to, you know, wait for the train and allow them to move their goods where we need to go. If people want to find out more about what's going on, especially with the Association of American Railroads, where's a good place maybe to get some more information on what's happening with trains?
Absolutely. If you go to www.aar.org, there's a wealth of information, whether it's information about you know, railroad safety, whether it's about the types of products we move, other data, the various railroads out there, our pandemic response, grade crossing safety, which you just mentioned. So pretty much anything you're interested in, you can find on the website, aar.org.
Ian Jeffries, the president and CEO of the Association of American Railroads, thank you for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, and have a safe day.
Thanks, we will. 8:19 at AM 930, 100.3 FM. That train is moving on time, Craig. Mm-hmm. I got him out in time. You know, they come in little 10-minute chunks, so yeah. I wanted to make sure he was able to head on to his next stop. Otherwise, they'd be sitting on the next interviewer would be sitting on it. Look, you know how when you wait for a train or any kind of rail, you know where the tracks are. You're standing there waiting, and you just kind of look down the track.
Sure.
And then you maybe look the other way. Maybe it's coming this way. Is it down? Do I hear it? Do I see it?
Which comes first, the sight or the sound, the vibration?
I'd have to say you'd see it first before you'd hear it.
I think so, too.
If it's a straight track. Now, if you got a little bend in the track.
Yeah.
You don't have it.